Ladies and gentlemen, we now present to you two of the most distinguished figures in modern medical research, Dr. Philip Hench and Dr. Edward C. Kendall of the Mayo Clinic, winners of the Nobel Prize for their development and use of cortisone for the treatment of arthritis. We'd consume all of our allotted time if we enumerated the awards and prizes and decorations that these two men have received from a grateful medical world. Suffice it to say that their latest is the first annual Dr. C.C. Criss Award for outstanding service in the field of health and safety. Dr. Kendall, who is on my right here, Doctor, could you tell us a bit about the earliest stages of the development of cortisone? What was the origin and the impetus?
Well, the adrenal gland is essential for life. If it is removed, the animal dies. If the patient loses the activity of the gland, the patient dies. In 1929, it was shown by physiologists that an extract of the adrenal cortex could be used to maintain animals and patients that had lost their own, the activity of their own glands. Mm-hmm. The work began in my laboratory in 1930. By 1934, we had isolated some crystalline material. 1935, compound E was isolated, and by 1938, it was identified. By 1940, we realized that the amount was too small to use in medicine, could only be used on animals. We started to try to make it by a practical method from some other source. The best source proved to be bile, and from bile, we did succeed with the help of the research laboratories and Merck and Company in 1948 to make it available.
Mm-hmm. It's still very difficult to obtain in great quantities, isn't it? It's cortisone?
Well, it's...
Until you get away from the animal base on which it's based.
There will always be a limitation until a starting material other than an animal source is found.
It purely chemical throughout.
Yes, that's true.
Dr. Hench, how did you decide that cortisone would be good for arthritis? How did you pick arthritis as something that might be helpful on?
Well, I've been working with rheumatic diseases for many years, and we noticed that when people with the crippling type of arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, developed pregnancy, their rheumatism disappeared. And we also noticed that people who had arthritis, when they developed what the layman called yellow jaundice, their rheumatism also disappeared. And so it was decided that there was some hormonal action there that might control the disease.
That was an interesting clue. Pregnancy and yellow jaundice led to the use of cortisone on arthritis. It's one of the oldest, if not the oldest, diseases, isn't it, Dr. Kendall?
I believe it is.
Their ancient bones have been dug up, I understand,
showing
that. How about that story of a couple years ago that a shortcut was going to be found in a certain bean or pod of a bean in Africa, in Liberia, I believe. Has anything come of that?
Not as yet, and I doubt that anything will, because the difficulties involved in the cultivation and the development of the proper plant will take years of time. And in the meantime, other sources will have been found which are adequate.
About how many people suffer from arthritis in this country, Dr. Hench?
About 7 million.
7 million. Do you see a bright future, Dr. Kendall, for the development of something that can reach all those 7 million inasmuch as cortisone cannot?
I doubt there will be anything else than cortisone or a very closely related compound F, but I believe that that will be produced in adequate amounts.
Well, let's hope so, and I want to thank you, Dr. Hench and Dr. Kendall, and I realize this is cutting years of research down to a few minutes, and I'm sorry for it. And that about winds us up, ladies and gentlemen, but before we go off, I want you to hear a word from Bob Denton from Mutual of Omaha.